If Nell Harper Lee ever wanted proof that fame has its drawbacks, she didn't have to look further than her childhood neighbor, Truman Capote. After her enormously successful first novel, she has lived a life as private as Capote's was public. As a child, Harper Lee was an unruly tomboy. She fought on the playground. She talked back to teachers. She was bored with school and resisted any sort of conformity. The character of Scout in To Kill a Mockingbird would have liked her. Lee loved 19th century British authors best and once said that her ambition was to become the Jane Austen of South Alabama. In 1903, 25-year-old Henry P. Kendall, a reverend's son from Walpole, Massachusetts, was given charge of a failing textile mill. A pioneer of scientific management, his innovations turned the Kendall Company into a major international enterprise.